Morning. How's everybody doing? We're going to go on a roller coaster ride today. I've only been on a few. I looked up on Wikipedia. I was thinking, what is the tallest roller coaster in the world? And it's, according to Wikipedia, it's Kingda Ka, Six Flags in New York and New Jersey. 458 feet high. Woo! Yeah. Two at Cedar Point here in Ohio are in the top four. Top thriller dragster. Woo! How many of you have been to Cedar Point? But it's only 420 feet high. So, you know, a little bit. And then Steel Dragon in Japan. If you get on Wikipedia and you look at that, it shows a it's going up, and it seems like it goes up forever, ever, almost, you know, 300 and some feet. And then at Cedar Point, the fourth one, fourth highest, is Millennium Force. I like the name, Millennium Force, Cedar Point, Ohio. And I think Grayson has a little video of the Kingdom Ka, and it's a real short 30-second video. I just want to see it. Today we're talking about the cradle, the cross, and the kingdom. And so let's check this video out. Is that okay? The tallest, highest roller coaster in the world.
We're having an issue with the video.
Well, I can fill in. It's good to be with you again. I wish I had a picture like Jesse had of muscles up there. I didn't know Jesse had all those muscles. I've been here before. I've been about 20 times to Fuel or Riot and so on and so forth. But it's good to be here. I'm infamous for my sermons. It's going to burn is one. If you've ever heard that phrase, it was based on Matthew 6:33, where Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and all these things." So don't be so involved in that new Toyota Tundra V8 with an access cab, Drew. It's going to burn. Or those of you who are interested in houses or clothes and fancy stuff, don't worry about it. It's going to burn. So I had that infamous sermon. So I think, are we ready? What do you think? Okay, let's all stand. Let's take a ride. I don't know. Raise your hands up like you're going on this ride. Quick, quick, because it's going to go fast. This thing shoots you out. Ready? All right, quick, quick, ready? All right, here we go. Hold on, hold on. Here it goes. I think it's going. When it starts about 50 seconds, yeah. Yeah, you're going way up that tall thing. See that thing there? Hold your hands up now. Is this how you do it when you're on the roller coaster? You're tough. You're tough. You're going to do this thing. You're not going to get hurt. Now, can you whistle and scream and shout? When you get to the top, yeah, when it goes right, we're going to go this way. When it goes left, we're going to go this way. So get ready. I'm sure it's coming real soon. The anticipation is great. Just anticipate. One, two. Consider that as one of your choices for education. Not all of you should go to Atlanta Bible College. Dr. Joe said that? Yes. Some of you need to stay in your church and learn at your local church how to become a servant. Amen?
Amen.
Some of you need to serve and go to the soup kitchen and go to the homeless and go to Habitat and do some work at home before you even imagine coming to Atlanta Bible College. But there are some of you that need more biblical education and you need to come. Now, even those who come, the dropout rate of normal colleges is about 50%. So even if you get there, half of you probably will go home for different various reasons, as Julie talked about. There's always something There's always a Jordan that people are crossing over, but this is an issue that we deal with. But today we're going to talk about Jesus. Jesus went on a roller coaster ride, Callie.
Yeah.
And so he started almost as nothing. And so we're going to talk about the cradle. How did Jesus get here? In John 5, 18, if you have your Bibles and want to turn there, this is kind of our theme passage today. You know, Jesus says, I can of my own self do nothing. John 5, 18. And so it goes on. In verse 19, Jesus was totally dependent on his Father. And that's the thing that we're going to emphasize today. If you watch that roller coaster going up, you know, it starts off, it goes a little bit at a time. Jesus, for 30 years, I would suggest you learn Scripture. How do I know that? Because when he was tested by Satan, when he was 30 years old, and Satan confronted him with this issue, turn those stones into bread. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord God. So Jesus knew Scripture. He step by step went at this thing. Instead of my own self, I can do nothing. They accused him of being equal with the Lord God. Yahweh El Shaddai. They accused him of being equal with God. But the Bible says Jesus did not grasp at equality with Yahweh. He submitted himself. He humbled himself as a servant. They accused him also in John 10, 33 of the same thing. You are claiming to be equal with Almighty God. And Jesus did not say that. He says in John 10, 36, if we could turn there, just see what Jesus says. Don't look at what the people accused him of saying. Look at what Jesus says. And Jesus says in John 10, 36, I am the Son of God. Yeah, there it is. Okay. Jesus said, after their accusation, now this is the NIV, the NASB, and the King James says, I am the Son of God. I am not Yahweh, El Shaddai, God Almighty. I am the Son of God. And this ride that Jesus takes is a slow ride. It started way in the beginning. And I'll just cite a few verses, and you don't have to turn there, but let's think about it. In Genesis 3:15, Satan was in the first sin, and according to the Bible, Satan and God and Eve were having a conversation. And the conversation goes like this. Listen, the seed of the woman is going to crush your head. The seed of the woman. So the prophecy, some people say this is the first good news of Jesus. The first time that Jesus is spoken of. He's going to be a child of a woman. It's a cradle that starts off Jesus. Not a Mount Olympus or not highest heavens, but a cradle that starts Jesus off. This is beautiful the way God starts with something small and insignificant. Like you and me in our mother's womb. He starts off slow and gradual. And in Genesis 12:3, it says the seed of Abraham is going to bless the whole world. This is beautiful. Slowly, surely, God is working his plan. Old man, Abraham, 75 years old, Mitch, he couldn't have kids, but God said, you're going to have a child. And he still had to wait, as someone pointed out, 25 years before Isaac was born. You got to hang in there. You got to be, you know, we were talking about crossing the Jordan. There's an idiom in our language. You got to get your feet wet. Have you heard that before? You got to get your feet wet. In other words, God wants you to be moving so he can direct you. If you're just standing here, God can't direct you. But if you're moving, he can nudge you here and he can nudge you there. You got to get your feet wet. So this Jesus came along. And this Jesus was prophesied, 2 Samuel 7, the Davidic covenant. A son will be born to you, David. Your house, your kingdom, and your throne would be established forever. Matthew 1:1, the child of David, the child of Abraham, becomes king. Let's do turn to Luke 1, 32 and 33. This is a phenomenal verse that we must read about Jesus. This is the angel Gabriel talking to Mary. And so you need to listen to what God is starting this thing off in a cradle. It's like going up that roller coaster, cog by cog, just starting out. He will be great, and we'll be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of David, of Jacob, forever. His kingdom will never end. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So God starts him off in a cradle. This little child born in a manger. Micah 5:2. Bethlehem is the place. We know the city. We know the place. But this Jesus grows, but not of himself. And look at what he says. This is, I didn't put this in the videos before, but Mark 10:45. Young people, old people, middle-aged people, children, listen to this. Mark 10:45. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. And this is how God moves in Jesus. Jesus is moving and God is directing him. The Son of Man did not come. So if you're looking for a handout, if you're looking for the pastor to be at your door and nurture you every second, it's impossible, folks. Your job is to join Jesus in this ride to exaltation by humbling yourself. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. First comes service. And so I'm emphasizing service in how God moves in Jesus today. It's so beautiful. But when you serve, okay, let's go to Philippians 2, verse 9. Philippians 2. When you serve, what will God do? Look at the roller coaster. You're going up and up and up, but you're going up by service, not by exalting yourself. You're going up in humility and service. And when you did it to the least of these, Jesus says, you did it to me. Matthew 25. When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was in prison, you visited me, and so on and so forth. When you did it to the least of these, Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians 2. I'm reading out the NESB. For this reason, God highly exalted him, because he humbled himself. He could have said, I'm the Son of God. I'll make that stone to bread. Zap! He could have jumped off the pinnacle of the temple. What's this? Sorry, my hand didn't want to skip. What's he could have jumped? But he humbled himself. He was shown all the kingdoms of the world. But he did not accept that. He worshipped only his Father. Yahweh El Shaddai. I know there's a lot of scripture in the book of Acts, but I want you to think about, of all those places, Acts 2:22, God exalted him. This Jesus, God exalted. I'll be flipping through a couple of scriptures in Acts. I want to look at Acts 2, 32 and 33. Acts 2, if we could turn there. Acts 2, 32 and 33. Acts 2. So how do you come into a position of leadership and exaltation? This is how. You humble yourself. You pray. You seek his face. I'm reading in 32. This Jesus, God raised up. Don't raise yourself up. Let God raise you up. God will raise you up as you serve. If you want to be the greatest, what did Jesus say? You need to be the least. You need to be the server in this situation. You need to serve. But if you do serve, the highest place in Jerusalem was up here on a cross. And that was a major phase of Jesus' life. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for men. As he submitted, as he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, do you remember that prayer? Oh, Father, if you're willing, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not what I will, but thine be done. Are you willing to submit to what God wants in your life? Or are you still going to go for the new Toyota Tundra vehicle with an access cabin and a tow package? Are you going to go for the new five-bedroom house with five bathrooms and, you know, jacuzzi, yada, yada, yada? Are you going to go for the whatever? You have to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things would be added unto you. Hebrews 7:26 says, Jesus was exalted above the highest heavens when he suffered, when he said, it is done, it is done. He went to the grave. But then God exalted him. This same Jesus which you've seen taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner. The most quoted verse in the Bible in the New Testament is Psalm 110:1. The Lord said to my Lord, Yahweh said to my Lord Jesus, sit at my right hand. Where is Jesus now? Somebody answer, please. at the right hand of God. 21 times it said, if you look at the top of that, the top of that roller coaster, Jesus is ready for the comeback, folks. He's died on the cross. He was born in the cradle, in the manger. He's ascended because of his suffering and obedience to God. He's ascended on high at the top part. And if you look at that, now, how high was that Kingdom Come roller coaster? 480 some feet or whatever. Jesus is way higher than that. So what's going to happen when he starts coming down? The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise, and we are alive, we'll be caught up together with him. Rise, and we'll go to Jerusalem and rule and reign with as kings and priests forever and ever and ever. That's the ride I want to catch. Cedar Point's fine. I'm sure you've been there. Some of you have been there. It's wonderful. But that's not the ride I want to catch at Cedar Point. It's the Millennium Force or the Kingdom Come or the Japan or whatever it was. I want to catch Jesus coming. Amen?
Amen.
I want to play a little game with you. I'm going to act out 1 Thessalonians 4, 16, 17, Revelation 9, 11, 12. I want you to all stand. We're going to go on this roller coaster. I don't know if I can do it. I sure am going to try. I want you to go with me. Okay. Where is Jesus? Point up there. Raise your hand. All right, go with me. I wish we had some music on this, but it doesn't matter. It's good. Okay, go with me. And the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout of the voice of the angel. And the dead in Christ shall rise. Hallelujah. With the voice of the angel. Somebody whistle. Hallelujah. And the dead in Christ shall rise. And we are wise. We'll be caught up together with him in the air. And we will return back to Jerusalem. We'll be kings. We'll be priests. And we'll reign with him forever. Can you imagine? I can only imagine coming down on this roller coaster to the Mount of Jerusalem. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords comes down, Revelation 19, with the armies of heaven and we with him. And we rule and reign from Jerusalem for 1,000 years and forever. So how does this start? I want to show a 2-minute video of my Africa trip. And I want to encourage you how it starts. Just a minute or two. Man, I couldn't sleep last night because of those worms that they do. Julie was tired. We do. Rebecca, my wife, is a nurse, and we do take serious precautions. We only drink bottled water and filtered water, so we haven't had worms for 20 years. But how do you start? You start by serving. You start by going. Jesus said go and serve. And so this is one of our orphanages in Mozambique and Malawi. We now have 10 orphanages. In this picture, you're going to see Michelle Madison Griswold from Baton Rouge is holding an orphan there. And one of the ladies, Linda, was showing them a bubble. And they started crying. They had never seen a bubble before. They've never seen a bubble before. When the bubble starts coming down, they start crying. And I'm like, what's the deal with this? They don't know. They don't. These are orphans, folks. These are kids that their mother and fathers have had AIDS. Look at them. Look at them. Jesus saw the crowds and had compassion on them. Will we have compassion on them? I don't know. Are you willing to humble yourself? To start with the roller coaster ride up to the heights of Jesus and become a servant with him? Jesus did. He humbled himself and God exalted him. And God will do the same thing for you. Here comes the bubble. So Linda's blowing a bubble and the kids are screaming. You can't hear the sound, but the kids are screaming. And they didn't know what it was. I reached out and tried to show them, it's okay, it's okay. Your city and your neighborhood need you as servants, as humble servants, to do the Lord's will. Amen. And we can all get the thrill in the end, but we need to ride the cog of the cradle, the cross, and the kingdom as it comes by serving. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to be served and to give his life a ransom for many. He's calling you to do the same. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you.